Talks between European Union leaders dragged on into the early hours of Saturday morning, but at 2:30 a.m. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair emerged with news for awaiting journalists. He held in his hand a piece of paper. Against the odds, all 25 EU members had managed to hammer out a budget framework for the period 2007 to 2013. There were sighs of relief all round, not least from Czech Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek. Under earlier proposals, the Czech Republic had been one of the countries set to lose out in Britain's budget reform plans. David Vaughan was following the talk. So, David, is this really good news for the Czech Republic?
By and large, I think it really is. All the earlier talk of the slice of the EU cake going to new members like the Czech Republic and Poland being reduced, all that talk has now been swept from the table. And in fact, the Czech Republic is set to gain a great deal more than most. If you look at it per capita, each Czech will receive a total of €330 annually from the EU budget, which is, well, it's a great deal more even than the Prime Minister Paroubek had expected a week ago. And we can look at that in a little bit more detail. The Czech Republic will have a net income of around €3 billion annually, and this will go especially into the development of poorer regions and agriculture. And there will also be more money from structural funds and a special package from Prague, the Czech capital. Here's Libor Rocek, a Euro MP for the ruling Social Democrats, talking to me a little while ago.
We got very good outcome. Per capita, the Czech Republic will receive the most money in between these 2007 and 2013. So I think it's good news, and we can expect that in the European Parliament we will support the budget.
Some of the key questions haven't even been confronted, such as the reform to the agricultural policy, which is going to come up in the next couple of years. There was agreement that in 2008 and 2009, reform to the common agricultural policy will be discussed. That is just in the first half of 2009 is when the Czech Republic is going to hold the presidency of the EU. What stance do you think the Czech Republic will take in order to try and move reforms on?
The Czech Republic is not an agricultural country. We are an industrial country, country that is looking towards the future. So in other words, the Czech Republic is on the reformist side. We would like to reform the common agriculture policy because I think, you know, if more than 40% of the budget goes to agriculture at the time when Europe wants to be the most competitive economy on the global stage, that means to compete with the United States on one hand and East Asia on the other. So we have to reform the agriculture policy and put more money into education, research, science, high technology, so that we are competitive.
Well, that's a view from the ruling Social Democrats. What about the right-wing opposition Civic Democrats?
Well, they have pointed out that the figures being thrown around that certainly do sound very generous indeed, they are not money that the Czech Republic is guaranteed. A lot of it will be tied up with specific projects. These projects will have to be thought out in detail over the next 12 months, and the money will have to be matched with funds coming from within the country itself. I did speak earlier to Jan Zahradil. He's another Euro MP, this time for the Civic Democrats, a party which is firmly against further EU integration. And I asked him how his party felt about the deal.
There was a consensus between the government and the main opposition party that this compromise is agreeable and acceptable for the Czech Republic.
But do you, as the right-wing opposition, have any misgivings about the budget as agreed, things that you think the Czech Republic maybe could have negotiated better?
No, I think that within the limits given by common will of member states, it was hardly possible to achieve more. What is more significant for me is the fact that the overall volume of this budgetary framework is much lesser than previously expected. The budget is, let's say, restrictive, and this gives a clear signal that member states are not willing to continue in deepening of European integration.
But can't less money mean a more efficient Europe? And isn't that what everybody wants?
If it was like this, it would be okay. The sad truth is that still this budget, however restrictive it is not a reform budget for the European Union, but rather a budget of status quo.
So overall, David, there's a cautious optimism from both the left and the right.
Yes, I think you're right, although the other main political force, the Communist Party, retains its traditional anti-EU stance. So yes, and I think that while Mr. Blair probably wasn't doing himself many favours back home in Britain with the compromise deal, his Czech counterpart, Mr. Paroubek, came home positively glowing in the reflected glory of the agreement.
Right, David, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.